I used to be a jealous man, baby. But now there's just a few things that I know. Now I'm just a mellow cat lately. Well, I've been thinking I finally found someone with soul, yeah. Everything I ever thought I'd need. I kinda like the fact that me and her, we're living in a world we only dream. Not good things, eh? But I grew stronger with each road. Now looking back down that road that I came, well, I can see through the ups and downs I've grown. Not good things are becoming time, and if you could learn things from all my trials and said, oh, oh, good things coming time. Go and try and fit in. Slow your pace. Just focus inside. Here's a one for all those listening. I tell y'all good things. Good things are coming time. No good things, eh? They come in time. You can learn things from all my trials. Instead of
I declare myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Dave, what's my fan of Giggles?
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
My hair out. I got my muscle brass giggles going all out.
All right. All right. Get those levels up. Yeah, I'm wherever getting, they gotta be.
I can't hear myself.
Why can't you hear yourself?
I don't know.
You can. You should be able to hear yourself, buddy. Let's get you up.
Check
huh?
one. Check. Can you,
what,
you hear me?
You checking now. I can hear you fine. Can you hear anything?
Yeah, I can hear. All right, so Michael Ronstadt, David Trotta, and this guy Jamie? James.
James. Sorry. Why do you keep saying Jamie?
I don't know.
Get it right.
Do you want
James.
Me to be a Jamie? Is that what you're trying to do?
Apparently.
I thought I heard Jamie, so it's James. And what's your last name, James?
James Dalton.
James Dalton. That's a...
Yes.
What are you, Irish?
I was.
You what? You were.
One time.
At one time.
At one time, it was Irish. So we want to thank these guys for coming to the studio.
Yeah.
If you just joined us, they're going to be playing a couple more songs.
Just what?
What?
What'd you say?
If you just joined us.
Yeah, that's not what you said. But just joined us. But here we are. We got in studio David, Michael Ronstadt, David Trotta. I was about to say David Ronstadt. Michael Ronstadt, David Trotta, and James. What was the last name?
Dalton.
Gosh,
and I got the first name.
Sitos, our producer.
As usual.
As
and
usual.
I am David. Sitting next to me tonight, I feel like this is a special occasion, is my good friend Giggles.
Surrounded by wires.
Surrounded by wires today. But it sounded good, and I got some good feedback coming in right off the bat. So...
Right.
Awesome, nice. Guys.
So what are you guys? Jeez. So I will say that Michael Ronstadt is a little flustered. I mean, the guy's been going from show to show.
Show to show.
I feel like just 2 days ago he was in Phoenix, weren't you? In
something like that.
So you are like, how many miles does your CRV have on it?
211,000.
Holy
shit. I bought it 7 years ago at 70,000.
Good night. Yeah. And what year Honda CRV is that?
97.
It's a 97. See, we're looking to get a 2004 CRV that's got 100,000 on it.
Wow.
And I think that's a pretty... I think we should get it.
It's pretty reasonable. 110.
Yeah. How much you going to spend on this thing?
I'm looking around seven.
7 grand?
7 Gs.
I know. For 100,000 miles?
I know,
car?
But Honda CRVs have the highest resale value of any car out there.
Good cars. I'm not going to lie to you.
Ronstadt's been taking it cross-country back and forth.
It's great. That's great.
All right, so fill us in. You guys, are you guys Trotta and Ronstadt right now, or are you guys Michael Ronstadt and David Trotta? What is it? Have you signed any papers?
I think it's Trotta Ronstadt.
Yeah, it's Trotta and Ronstadt.
Trotta Ronstadt. And then this James Dalton guy you get thrown
yeah,
in
just,
here.
Yeah, they found me on the streets.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. And so you're the harmonic player, if you guys are listening out there in the airwaves and you don't know. I'm trying to give these people
a
visual.
I know, just give it to us. Tell everybody what's going on. What is everyone holding?
Okay, so
what's going on?
Ronstadt's holding cello, Dalton is holding the harmonica, and Trotta is holding the guitar.
Yes.
And you and I, we're holding each other.
Holding each other tight.
You guys are holding court.
Adorable.
We're holding court.
So I also want, if you guys are listening and want to give feedback to these guys, give us a call, 646-915-9228, and tell us what they sound. The last time we had you guys in separate, and I feel like you guys have gotten now like really tight as far as like as a team. You know,
definitely.
Like, were you guys, last time you guys came in separate, were you guys touring at all? Or is this, like, a relatively new thing over the years?
Well, we've kind of been, for the past year and a half, 2 years, we've been touring around a little bit. But we just recorded a live album back in March, and that's kind of what solidified everything. We're planning to...
You guys have a release for it yet?
We did. We had one at Jack's, the
right.
wonderful
You got some
Mike
audio
Bradley
over that. I wanted you to bring it in and play it, but what happened?
I got some video of it, then when I posted it online, and then it was... You know what? It came out of sync. Like halfway through, it was great, and then all of a sudden it went out of So I took it down. I got to put it back up there, but you know.
Jeez.
I know.
Do you guys have any CDs with you today, by chance?
We don't, but.
No.
I have my solo CD with me, but iTunes has everything.
Well, I just pirate your music anyway.
So. You can pirate it?
You think we could do something like if we someone calls up, we can give them a CD?
We could give them a free download without
free
a
download?
Doubt.
Free download? I like it. All right, next person who calls in gets a free download.
Excellent.
There it is.
And excellent. That's something we could actually give them because when we promise to give signed CDs.
You promise.
I promise. We just never.
Yeah, let's just make it easy on everyone.
Let's make it easy. How's that free download.
How's that bike ride coming, huh?
I got it. I'm ready. I got it. So, Ronstadt. Michael Ronstadt is actually playing at my wedding in December.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This I didn't know. I also am a part of this wedding to some capacity, but every time I ask what is my role in this wedding, I never get a response. So I find this is going to be either a train wreck or like it'll all come together.
It's going to come together.
How come Sitos
still
has
an RSVP.
Really?
Oh, didn't we?
He says he's coming.
I thought we sent it in.
No.
I'm getting the dirty shaking head over there.
Is your lady coming, even though she doesn't support my marriage?
What? Oh. What? Because of our argument?
Oh, this, Shazam.
This sounds good.
I don't know, to be perfectly honest. This I don't know if she supports my marriage.
That's true. She didn't sound like it. She's like, why do you want to get married?
Yeah, last week after the show, to fill everyone in, to pull the curtain back, she really laid into you. Why do you want to get married? Why do you want to buy all that stuff? Why do you want to rent this place out? Why is chicken or fish?
Does she really want to wear the white dress? Is it all about the white dress? Who wants it more?
That was rough.
Oh, my gosh.
She really laid into him. Yeah, it was great, though.
Ran you right over that gauntlet.
I could see her asking me these questions before I get engaged, but once I get engaged, you can't ask those questions.
No.
You can't throw any doubt in
so
my mind.
So what's taboo about getting married? No one should say anything bad until after it's married?
After they get married.
You say, I told you so.
I told you so.
Yes, yes.
So if we could make this news,
make this news.
This was a video show, because here I am pointing.
Well, it was a video show for a minute.
David Trotta, you recently got engaged.
I am engaged, yeah. Recently engaged.
When's your marriage? You don't know.
Next spring. We're taking it easy, enjoying loving each other.
I like that.
That's adorable.
Enjoy it while it lasts. I'm sorry. This is terrible.
I'm just trying not to trip up. She's like listening. I'm like, what? Don't say anything stupid.
No.
We'll send your regards to her. Say, hey, baby, I'm listening.
I love you. I'm listening. I hope you're listening.
He'll give you a free download.
Yeah. Call him, baby.
Call up. He'll give a free download.
Nice.
I got to give a shout out to Mrs. Giggle. She's in the room. She's wonderful because she just allowed six dudes to come. Well, five, because I'm already here. Yeah, she can't do anything about me. But right now we have six dudes in the place, and I think it's because she's on vacation. If she had to work, I'd feel a little bit bad. But she's on vacation, and she's allowing this. This is amazing. I don't know if this is gonna.
Does she allow you to call her Mrs. Giggles? How do you feel? Yeah,
I think it's okay.
She'd rather not have her name over the air.
Under the cover of darkness, Mrs. Giggles is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
and she's been doing a great job of taking care of me because this week, and I think you
this
as
was
well.
Sick week. It's terrible. It's in the air.
I don't get sick often, but when I do, it's just terrible. It's just like a hawking loogies and. I don't know if you guys.
I put it out over the what we're going to talk about. One thing I wanted to talk about was getting sick. Like everyone gets sick, and a response I had was from a girl that I used to work with, and she said, "Guys are such babies when they're sick."
Yeah.
Why are guys such babies?
I am
when
such a
sick?
Bitch when
yeah,
I'm sick.
Yeah, such
oh my
a
God.
Baby.
Right
it's
here.
It's like we want to be taken care of. Why is Maybe. It? Like, all right, how do you guys act when you're sick? Like, what is your like straight up?
I just turn into a cranky little whiny bitch, and I just want someone to take care of me.
I want no one near me at all.
Really?
I want to be just undercovers, and that's it.
I'm the same way. I go hide in my basement, and I don't
like
come out until I'm
a dog
better.
Who's going to die,
right.
You know?
That's right, yeah, exactly.
I don't get sick very often. When I do, I don't change my behavior. I constantly want someone to take care of me anyway.
There you go.
Like, I want a girl to come in and, like, wait on me and, like, you know, pamper me and the whole thing. So, I mean, I live
it's
like that when I'm healthy. Yeah, it's all the same.
I think it feels good to, like,
have someone to take care of
you. Have
someone
be like, oh, babe, what do you need? And you're like, oh, it's some chicken soup. Just to,
I'd
like have
to
somebody,
you say it?
But real chicken. You have to cook the chicken,
right?
And no, I'm just
or just to have somebody bring stuff to
what
you.
What was your like,
what is this camel?
You got really sick.
Yeah.
What was your like daily thing? Were you in bed all day? What was your like?
I'm in bed all day anyway.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, exactly.
Cuddling with the cat.
This time I get an extra excuse to sleep in. You know.
I look for just frozen grapes. And being fanned by palm fronds. That's all I want when I'm sick.
Do you have like a mechanical? You know,
what
palm thing. Well,
if you
want to
call, if we want to really incite my wife and call her a mechanical palm frond thing,
wow.
She's not listening.
I told you, hold it at a 40-degree angle. Jesus.
I have a thing where I don't like to call in sick, so I usually don't call in sick. But when I go into sick, I expect everyone to like be really nice to me and like. Bring me things and give me things. Oh, and they usually do, but...
Yeah. It was terrible. I was filming this wedding yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was coughing. I was in the hotel.
At a wedding?
It was terrible. I felt like it was. I was taking the attention because here I am. The ceremony's going. It's in this big Catholic church. And there it goes. And I was coughing. And it was quiet. And then I was in the hotel room while the bride was getting dressed. And I had to leave. And leave in the hallway and spit in one of those little trash cans because I was like... It was one of the when you're coughing and you're
making
just
me sick right now. Just
sorry. Yeah. Well, that's why we're on this side of the table.
And yes, we're the sick side. You guys are the healthy side.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say healthy, but
and I'm in the DMZ.
Close enough.
Like,
yeah, love it in the middle of it. So block everybody in case we jump over the table.
This is a minefield, like right.
So what's next for Trot and Ronstadt? What's on the horizon? Are you guys? You guys are.
We got a
We got a cross-country tour.
Yeah, we're driving from here to Tucson, Arizona.
In the CRV?
In the CRV.
That's awesome. Are you bringing Dalton with him, or does he not know about this?
Well, he knows about it, but we...
no room.
It's going to be tough, but...
I wasn't invited.
All he's got is a harmonica. I mean, it's
I know,
not like
that's true.
He even plays mandolin.
He does.
Ooh, nice. And guitar, but who's counting?
Yeah, oh.
Wow. I'm teasing.
Yeah, get it right.
So you got a cross-country tour. You're going to Tucson.
We're starting out after your wedding. We drive to Kent, Ohio. We go to Malden, Illinois, tiny town of like -8 people, and
yikes.
And we play this crowd. Restaurant that
sounds like a tough crowd.
You know, we'll do it that. Is. It's a tough crowd, and then we go to Denver. We go to over the Rockies.
Nice.
Into Grand Junction.
In Grand Junction,
Were
we
you
go
guys
to Tucson.
In Denver, if you don't mind me asking.
That is yet to be determined.
My wonderful fiance is working on
She's hooking
because I got a bunch of Denver places I can.
Yes.
Well, the James Thornton may be joining the tour just yet.
If you got somewhere to go, we'll bring you along with us.
Exactly.
By the end of the show, we'll get you on the tour.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm going to be in Colorado in February doing my own thing out there.
Nice.
So I was actually looking today at all my venues that I need to start harassing. So that's why I chimed
in
there.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll talk you up and get you.
James is coming in February.
Yeah.
Go stay there.
I'd love to. I these guys were at a gig earlier tonight, but before we came here, and I joined with them, and it sounded wonderful. I thought it was really, really fun. So I'd love to play with these guys.
Well, it's very humble of you.
What's that?
We sounded wonderful.
I didn't say we. I said they.
They sounded wonderful.
They sounded wonderful. I think the songs sound wonderful, and I really just enjoyed participating.
Well, when these guys were at Jack's Coffee, I was like, I was thoroughly impressed. They sounded you got the keyboard player who I thought was coming tonight. I guess he had something going on.
Anthony was playing a show out in Jersey. It just got taken too late.
Where did you put a keyboard in Jack's?
We made it happen.
It was like a little guy. It was like a half.
Was he like standing sideways with the keyboard against the wall?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like
Anthony defies gravity.
He had one of those '80s like keyboards that you wear.
It was the whole Tommy Lee setup over the main stage.
Now, just to give the listeners out there a specific, this is Jack Sturbrew, which is in Lower East Side?
Yeah, Jack,
West Village?
No, in the West Village.
West Village.
Yeah.
And you're the booker for these guys, right?
Yeah, well, we run Fresh Ground Music Night once a month. It's the last Tuesday of every month. We've been starting to take the artists from that stage and kind of move out to a couple other different festivals. We did the Escape to New York Festival. We had our own stage there. It was really, really cool. James played as a solo artist.
It was a great
nice.
Show.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really
Did you sound
great
really good, James? Did you
I sounded,
sound great?
I sounded, I sounded, I was inspiring, and I was enlightening as well. That's how good I was.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I wouldn't mind getting inspired and enlightened by another song from these
guys. Yeah, me
too. Because
transcend us.
Ronstadt is like plucking the strings on the cello. Like he just wants.
He
to
just
get
wants
down
to
and,
get good. He does. That's the way Ronstadt is.
He's
like, listen,
play.
I got this thing in my hand. Why am I not playing it? Yeah. Why am I not playing
that's
it?
Right,
let's make it happen.
Come on, the James is nothing but white light and energy.
It's true.
Let's get him going.
James sounds really amazing.
I'm incendiary.
Yeah. James sounds.
Anybody on that?
Big word points.
What key are we on?
What do you want to do?
That's good. That's really good. Good audience.
We could do this.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, well, back when I was on the show in January, we did this. I did the song solo, but we can transcend that performance now.
Easter hymns?
Easter hymns. Easter that's right.
Yikes.
This is Bach Cantata 106.
Yes. It's actually 107,
if
but you were
say,
close.
You have to be more like
break out the recorders.
You have to sound more like, this is Bach's concerto. AM radio voice stop.
Performed by.
Is this going to be a beat tab, guys? Is that,
are these guys going to play? Or?
I don't think so. I think they're just going to sit around and talk about how inspiring
they
are.
You wanted us to play a song.
And how incendiary they are.
Whatever, G minor, guys. Is this the
delicious dish?
Yeah. All right, so what song is this? I'm going to cut this off right now.
It's called Promised Land. It's one of Michael's
Promised Lands, yes.
Minded people certainly aren't shy, 'cause when they speak it's usually a lie. But I'm taking each low blow in stride, standing stronger when they fight, giving strength to men with bright features in their eyes. I really hope that someday you will say, hey, I'm sorry for those poorly chosen words, 'cause when the truth hit you so deep, you realize that you're the one. Cheap tricks plague the promised land, carrying guns and hurting some. Words so false they fall out quick, branding all who sit and live. Change is what our country needs today. Our future hangs on flames and our decay. Tempers think they see at night, light helps them to realize. Deep down we all know the truth, simply scared to make some room. I really hope that someday you will see. You will see. I'm sorry for those poorly chosen words, 'cause when the truth hit me so deep, I realized that I'm the one. Cheap tricks plague the promised land, carrying guns and hurting some. Words so false they fall out quick, branding all who sit and live. Whoa. Changes get blamed again for human inequality. Changes get blamed again for human inequalities. Changes get blamed again for human inequalities. Changes get blamed again for human inequalities. Changes get blamed again. Changes, they get blamed again and again. And oh, I'm sorry for those poorly chosen words, those poorly chosen words. Oh, 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 oh. Changes get blamed again for human inequalities. Changes get blamed again for human inequalities. Changes get blamed again for human inequalities. And I'm sorry for those poorly chosen words.
Trotta, Ronstadt, Dalton. Nice work, guys. Nice work. Very nice. Can I just say, you and Sitos need a better way to communicate.
Well, I didn't have Facebook
show
up, and he was like, "Is your Facebook up? Is your Facebook up?"
Because Sitos, he's looking at me with these like this like.
I don't look when I'm trying to do something. I don't look.
He's just shaking his head. He's squinting his eyes, and I'm like, "What?
He's getting mad.
You guys are right next to
his head."
Oh my gosh! All right, so that was Promised Land, an original Michael Ronstadt tour. Yes. That sounds great. You know, I like the when Trotta's in there, he's got the Latin flair, yeah, and you got the harmonica. You guys are really pulling it together. I'm impressed.
Well, thanks, man.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Maybe Dalton was right. You guys do sound wonderful.
Incendiary.
Don't they sound wonderful?
They do.
I mean,
sound
they sound
wonderful. So my question would be, so you guys, like, the interesting thing is that you, Michael came in first when you first did the interview last time, and then you told us about David, and then he brought him in, and I found you guys to both be very good separate, you know? But I found that it was like you guys were different. Like, you had a different good quality about you. Then you guys go in a studio together. How is that like? Were you guys like, do you find yourselves different qualities that you bring together to form like another kind of quality about you as together? Or how is it recording? Who wrote most of the songs? Who brought something to the table?
The thing about how we record is we said to ourselves, God, we've been trying to do a bunch of recordings, couldn't get the right feel for it. And we did a couple live sessions, and we're like, this sounds great. So
this
we just
works.
We rented out a cafe, invited a couple of friends down, and we just did, we ran a live set, and we recorded that. So the way we do our show is we just kind of trade back and forth. One song that, you know, each of us wrote. So we just kind of get together. We just started writing stuff together. Most of it is stuff that we've written before.
Really?
And just kind of brought together.
So how is it recording together, or like trying to write a song together? Like,
it's great. I mean, we've been working on a couple of new things.
Yeah.
How do you guys find your inspiration? You guys like toke a few back, you drink a few, you know, beers. What do you guys just get around and, you know?
My head is
sometimes. I've never written a song, so I don't know these things.
My head is sometimes filled with, you know, weird things.
I feel like you guys are both romantics, right?
Hold on a second. What does that mean? Your head is filled with weird.
I just don't need drugs to make drug-induced things.
Word.
That was the line of a century right there.
Yeah, so basically, then Trotta reins it in. He's like, dude, you got to have a storyline. So I... And you know, like,
is that what I say?
Yeah, maybe you said that. In my head, you said that.
Oh,
your aura.
I would never dare offer any suggestions to you, but that if I said that, and it helped, you're welcome.
We were writing a song out in Long Island, and you know, I had about a man and the whales in the ocean and stuff. And what did we turn it into? It was a story about a husband and wife fighting and.
Well, we just turned on the TV. We're like, how do we... this looks good. Okay, let's just watch this for 10 seconds and write a song about what we saw.
So and that's what happened.
So you just were like, I'm going to turn the TV on. Whatever we see, we're going to write a song about?
We just thought that would be a cool like writing exercise.
That is kind of nice.
And it turned into something fun.
Did you guys actually write it and record it?
Got about half of it done.
We're still working on it.
Yeah.
All right. I won't ask you to play that one quite
yet.
Maybe next time.
Please don't.
Yeah.
So let me ask this. Tonight, you guys are going to go back to Trotta's house, right?
Yes.
Probably gonna
where
sleep
are you going
there.
With this?
I sleep on the couch.
Where are you going with
I just want to know: are you guys in the fort building?
Oh,
I used to be
used
when
to
I
be.
Was like 8.
Yeah, no, we get the sheets, we turn on the AC, and like you know, kind of
you get the encyclopedias to hold down the ends, right?
Yeah. This kid loves making.
I just want to come together.
Do you want to come make a fort with us?
I want to make a fort. Why not?
Come
you
on.
Know, what's your beef with making forts?
I don't have. Well, it's kind of like just what Michael just said. Yeah, I used to when I was 8. You know, like.
Well, the funny thing is, last winter the heat went out at my place, so I'm in the basement, freezing cold. So I basically and I was touring with Josh Heisel from my group Lost in Holland a bit, and he came over and saw a fort around my bed. It kept it warm.
Yeah.
So they have a function. And so just you need to break your heater or something or destroy your house in some way. You know, get a bulldozer, knock out a wall.
Take it out.
And then build a fort with some blankets and
insulation.
It. Yeah, that's right.
Forts equals insulation.
That's right.
That's what you're looking for in life. That's all you want.
I mean, you
could have
just
insulation.
Asked the landlord to fix it.
It's true. You could have.
It took a while. It took a while.
So you're in the basement. So
I live
how
in
can
my
we
basement.
Keep this on forts?
You just want a fort.
Yeah.
Just want a fort.
So tell me a little bit about Ronstadt Generations, because that's your... What?
No, you're all right. Just keep going.
Just relax.
You relax. I just got to make sure the audio is fine, because you fuck it up all the time.
It's true. It's true. So Ronstadt Generations, you're a chronic Facebooker. I'm seeing Facebook posts all the time from you. And I've seen pictures of your dad and your brother, and he looks like your cousin or whatever. Looks like you guys have a pretty
maybe
good time out there.
It was a lot of fun. We just did California. We toured. We had less shows than the usual, but they were high-quality shows.
And nice.
That was like I had 5 days off for the first time in like 3 years in Tucson, and I just chilled out and didn't call anyone. So we practiced, and we did a live online concert.
Oh,
and,
nice.
But we hit San Diego, the Sail Festival there. It was amazing. We went to San Francisco for a few days, went to Point Reyes.
Around.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's
yeah.
good.
My car gets around.
He likes playing that cello. Yep. See, I thought we were going to make this whole damn show without you mentioning Linda.
Linda.
And there you go again, because the first time
Who's
he was
Linda?
On...
Yeah, she's my aunt. She's my dad's sister.
She's dad's sister.
She was famous for
she
something
had,
in this life. But
yeah.
No, just really,
see, honestly, I'd rather have Michael on.
What? You'd rather have Michael on what?
I'd rather have Michael on than Linda any day.
Any day. Any day of the week.
Here we go.
I'd like to have both of them on, actually.
Well, the great part is I got to visit her this last trip. We got to stay at her place for a few days.
How
and
was
it's
that?
Been about a year since.
She probably doesn't live in a basement, does she?
She does not live in a basement.
The heat broke.
That's what I do. No, but no, she's got a great house that she lives in. You can see the Golden Gate Bridge, and you're
nice.
Close to the beach. And so it's prime property and just a lot of fun just to hang out there.
Right, so when you get together with Linda, do you ever like talk about, does she ever like talk, like she could storyteller, talk about the old times or anything?
Yeah, definitely. She's got great stories.
I bet.
And she also has great bits of wisdom. She's one of the smartest people you'll ever meet.
Wow.
And you can have a very intelligent conversation with her. And she reads all the time, and she's up on all the issues. She can quote books, anything. You know, I respect her for just the amount of everything that she retains so that she can have a, you know, a great argument, a great conversation, you know.
A little lively debate.
It's amazing, yeah.
Very nice.
Nice.
I read this article the other day, and I wanted to bring it on the show. It was some coach from some, like, high school or college football team. His team lost. So for motivation, he made them all lay down in a grave site. And like, and was like, it was motivation. I don't know what his reasoning was before, but he wanted to motivate them to like win. I don't know what it was, but it made me think about what motivates people. Like, is it like harsh motivation? Is it positive reinforcement? And then it made me think about inspiration. And like, is inspiration kind of like the same as motivation? Does inspiration motivate you, or is it two separate things? Like, what would be your definition of inspiration and motivation? How are they different? And how do you get motivated to do something?
I would say, I mean, for me, I got to be in the right frame of mind to be inspired and then to be motivated to do it. So it's good when they line up together.
Yeah. I like to have something to go towards. I think that's why I keep myself so busy, because I book a show and I've got something to practice for, and then if I need more material, then that's motivation to write a song in itself. And other times, like Promised Land, that was a Facebook argument. That was 2 a.m. I was mad about it, and I had to get it out of my system. So motivation can come at times when you want to sleep too. So they
that's usually when it comes. Those late nights are when let me bang out this song. Like, oh, I can't finish. I have to finish it in that moment.
You record it on GarageBand. It's like, dude. New song, yeah.
Inspiration certainly leads to motivation.
That's right. And vice versa.
Yeah.
Do you find like when you wrote the song that was about a Facebook fight, do you find that that kind of harsh motivation is something that like drives you more? Like, because in the Facebook argument, it was a fight.
Yeah.
So it was like, all right, now I am motivated to do this because you were fired up. Do you find that motivation is more driven by, this is more of a philosophical idea, is you find that motivation is more driven by like fierce anger or like more of a positive?
If everybody could see you going,
yeah, just
this right now.
I got no video on now.
Yeah, so right. I think motivation follows like fierce, intense emotion, whether it's, you know, you're cutting the wound of some deep like depression, or you're just on fire with a, you know, positivity. If you're in that space, that certainly you're like, I need to get this out somehow.
It keeps us sane, I think. I don't know, James, how you feel about that, but sanity is kept in a musician by expressing
or CRVs.
Oneself, I guess.
Or CRVs.
I think insanity, if you're bringing that into the conversation, I think insanity has nothing to do with motivation or inspiration. I think that's just there.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It's nothing. No, I don't want to, you know, with all due respect.
No.
I think that there's a lot of, when you go back and look at a lot of artists, like guys that have worked in theater for years, like Antonin Artaud or like, you know, even Ginsberg and some other guys, there's a lot of insanity in a lot of that. There's a lot of, you know, deep melancholy. I take my inspiration from a lot of different things, and it's not always fierce emotion. Sometimes it's much more subtle. You know, I never know when it's going to come. I went and saw a show last night. There was a really ridiculously good songwriter named Steve Dilopoulos. I don't know if you guys know who he is. He was the lead singer of the band called Burlapped Cashmere.
Oh, yeah.
Who's back recording now, and he's an old friend of mine, and I used to go see him. We used to do shows together in Nashville years ago, and I'd, like, go back to the hotel after seeing him play. Like, I wouldn't go out. I'd go home, and I'd try to write songs as cool as he would. And I wouldn't know where it would come from. It was just suddenly I'm like, I'd hear his words and I'd say, I gotta go make my own. You know,
because James is awesome.
No,
incendiary.
Come on.
Wait, hold the phone.
You know
here.
Because I wasn't incendiary, and this guy was, and I saw this guy last night, and I decided not to go anywhere.
Well, that's inspiration to its
core. Wait, was he the guy that wrote the song "Kiss Me Under the Moonlit Barley Lightly"? Isn't that Burlap the Cashmere?
I love when you sing.
I don't think so, actually.
That's like a combination of a few songs right there. I don't know.
Burlap the Cashmere. Right?
You're warbling.
That's Sixpence on the Richer mixed with Sting. I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very warbling.
Sixpence on the Richer. Well, Burlap used to do shows with them back in the day.
Okay.
Burlap to Kashmir.
They're pretty. It's pretty nuts. Anyway, just they're just an example of like last night. My last night's inspiration of I'm gonna go home and write music now. You know, yeah. Like after seeing this, like one show.
Especially the idea you can whether you hear someone, or you know your whatever your inspiration may be, whether it's taking it from someone on stage that you want to now, you know, esteem to be.
Yeah.
Or someone that you hear that is horrible, and you just want to be like, dude, I am so much better than that.
Why am I not on stage?
I am fiercely driven by competition.
Any filmmakers just need to watch late night movie
channels.
That's
actually not something I even thought of.
Yeah.
Competition is a big motivator. The ride over here, I'm like, yeah, and that one time that we played, I was just like, dude, why is it always, it was a competition. I was just having fun. I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah, well,
I think growing up with two older brothers, it's...
Are you that competitive, Mr. Shada?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I know both your brothers.
Yeah.
I know both... See, this guy and I go back a long way. I know both of his older brothers pretty well. I played music with both of them. I've worked with both of them. And I didn't realize you were so competitive. Because the three of you guys are not competitor guys at all.
I think just in our own head, perhaps not quite vocal
you're,
with it.
You're competing with each other, but you're not really. Competing.
Yeah, exactly.
At least I never saw it that way.
My brother would always tell you, "There's no competition because I won."
Shazam!
So, how do you feel about like? Because I know it's hugely in music. Like when you're playing with other people, there is like the competitive drive to be like. You know, they have the better solo. I've been there. I understand. You don't talk mm-hmm. about it, but it's there. You know.
Do you play? Yeah.
I do.
What do you
I
play?
Do. I play guitar. I play banjo. Play a bunch of different instruments.
Right on. Okay.
But I used to play with another guitarist, and like you'd be like, I'm gonna, you know, we'd swap solos on songs every couple of gigs, and I'd be like, I'm gonna do the solo better. And he goes, what?
I don't think it's between us. Certainly not within the group, but if.
But there
if
is
we're playing
a drive
a couple
for it.
Of with a couple of people. I always
you always
want to
be better. Yeah, that's totally.
True. I mean.
But then it boils down to like writing songs. Like you know when you're writing with someone, you're like, I want to write a song. He just wrote a song that was fucking awesome. I want to write a song just as awesome or better. You know, do you feel like that was like?
I think
of like,
I probably was a little more twisted back in the day. Yeah. Where yes, but I in the, this certainly not.
No,
I think it's just a good.
Back.
Yeah, it's just a good flow.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
That's what he says now.
Was it whole?
It was the
well, he's a type A competition guy.
All of them are.
All of them. Well, I like speaking of solos, during your song Corners that you played at Jack's Coffee, you gave the keyboardist a nice little keyboard solo. That was nice. You guys and I liked how you guys communicate when you guys are playing because you look at each other and you smile and you're like, hey, it's your turn, buddy. Hey, take the lead on this
one. Well, that's a great thing about music is that you don't have to talk to someone to communicate. You don't even have to look at someone to communicate. Sometimes if you're that much in the pocket, mm-hmm. you can actually just cue someone by something you do or like there's just something about music that is like
chemistry in the air.
I'm sure like when you guys were trying, you were talking about before, when you guys were trying to write stuff, it just wasn't working. But when you actually like sat down and went like live and like just jammed, it was melting. And there was a connection deeper than just being like something written on paper or like, here, now play this chord and this chord.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean as far as recording in the studio to recording live?
Yeah, well, or just like playing live rather mm-hmm. than like trying to like.
Well, it's a more organic, real expression of the song. It's not you play this and then we'll come back and we'll record, you know. It's,
right.
It's mm-hmm. how a song's supposed to be.
Exactly.
You play it.
We're live.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about playing a song now?
I think we can do that. Pretty good. What do we have? Is this our last one?
We can go. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit and then we'll see what time is like.
All right.
Okay.
Lonely is great.
What time is that? All right. Cool.
This song... David wrote, he'll tell you a little bit about it, but I just enjoy it. It's called Lonely, and it made me think of just what we were talking about earlier and how people oftentimes, when they're out of a relationship or having hard times or whatnot, they write their best material. For me, it's certainly that way with some stuff. And then when I'm having a great time, I don't write as much. And so this tune really communicates that type of thing.
It's
very cool.
I like the setup. Yeah. Very nice. I think we're busting out a mandolin. Is that what's happening?
Really? Oh.
Do you take his? Does he need a battery for that?
That's great.
I'm just gonna play like in front of my cup.
Cool. Oh, nice. Yeah, just tip it down a little bit.
I'll play very quiet so no one can hear it.
No, I want to hear you. So the name of the song again is Michael.
It's called Lonely.
Lonely. So lonely. Before we go. Website, We got any websites? I know we got websites out there with you guys.
Yeah.
I'll do a little plug.
You can find me on davidtrotta.com. Michael's on michaelronstadt.com. And then our Facebook page is, if you just Trotta and Ronstadt on Facebook, we have a fan page.
Nice.
We just started, so please, all of you listening, yes, you can go on. You can get a free download there since you're too shy to call in.
I know they are. They are. And James, website for yourself?
Well, my website is down at the moment, but it's jamesdalton.info. You can find me on YouTube and Facebook and
Reverb Nation.
And on, like, you know, on the walls of.
And he's a lovely
everywhere.
Utility man. He plays the mandolin, he plays the harmonica, he plays the guitar. Lonely.
We're gonna switch out your mic a little bit. I'm gonna throw a wrench in the gears here.
I think this one's taped on.
Oh shit.
No, it's not. It's not. It just appears to be that way. You can pull it. There you go.
Look at Chris Sitos' face right now. He's so pissed at me.
He gets so mad. He gets so mad. He's
switched
a good man.
His mic.
He's a great producer. I just want to say it out to everybody. Christos, great
Sitos,
producer.
Best producer
Sitos,
ever.
Best producer ever. He is a handsome man.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Tall, dark, and handsome. He's just unraveling those wires.
So mad at me.
He looks
right now.
So pissed off. He's wearing a shirt with a monkey on it. It's a clever monkey.
See, this is
tuning up. Sounds
tuning
like.
Up.
I was like walking around in a shoebox.
You look very struggling in there.
You
very
know those,
struggled.
You know those jungle gym things with all the rubber bands that go everywhere and you have to crawl through
yes.
it?
Yes.
Awesome.
That's what this is kind of like, yes.
I said that last time, didn't I?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Don't say it. Don't say it. All right. All right, boys. Lonely.
Secrets, would you go running? Would you go running? If I played you my darkest tune, would you hold me? Would you hold me? It's been a lot of loving lately, but I can't get one. In the eye, been running around this town crazy. Well, I can see why I am so lonely. I am so lonely. I said there's a hope, yeah. Yes, there's a hope, yes. And new temptations, but I won't I touch it. No, I won't I touch it. There's been a lot of loving lately, but I can't get one a look in. I've been running around this town crazy. Well, I can see why I am so lonely. I am so lonely. Whoa. Thank you.
Beautiful, Lonely, David Trauer, Michael Ronstadt, James Dalton. Oh, now I feel like NPR. Today, we're going to have a special guest. All right, that was fantastic, Lois.
Yeah, that was great. These guys are good. I tell you what. You know what? I feel so blessed right now that these guys would come all the way to our studio here
it's
and
true.
Play music for us.
For the second time.
For the second time.
For the second time.
Well, the third time. Well, second. The second time
second.
Each one of them has been here.
Get straight.
Sorry.
Confusing.
James Dalton, first time.
James Dalton, first time.
First time.
First time.
First time.
Fantastic.
Second.
Nice. Good show.
Good
really
show.
Good show. So,
what do you got?
I don't know. Do you think Christie's going to run? Do you think he's going to run?
Let's not talk about Christie. Yeah. Although I do want to see, did the Brooklyn Bridge thing affect you? Like, you guys are driving around. You guys are going into the city.
Why? What was wrong with the Brooklyn Bridge?
The protesters on Wall Street
so no.
shut it down.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I heard about
got
that.
Arrested.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, what about
amazing.
The Radiohead thing? The Radiohead.
Are they playing Urban Plaza?
They played
on Wall Street. Actually.
Did they play on Wall Street?
That's pretty much why the Brooklyn Bridge got flooded because they're like
they didn't
free
actually
Radiohead show.
Play. Yeah. They didn't actually
oh,
play. It was a hoax. That was the whole thing.
Oh, that's terrible.
Really?
That's what happened. It was a hoax, and 2,000 people showed up and shut all of downtown down.
So you're telling me that? Oh, yeah. What happened? What'd you do?
Well, I turned Cetos up.
What did you do?
We gotta get a bit. What is that?
How did your name become Cetoast?
It wasn't. My name's Christos, and they all of a sudden decided to give me that nickname rather than what everyone else calls me.
Ah, okay. Chris Toast. Cetoast. I get it.
No, there's no T at the end.
Cetoast.
But that's okay.
I know, I'm fine with it. I don't mind.
What do you need?
My headphones, yeah.
This one?
Oh, there we go. I'm back on. My headphones went out.
Is it like grilled starfish?
I kind of like Cetoast.
No, it's...
Cetoast.
It's actually... As the conversation's actually kind of led along the whole, you know, Jesus Christ pose that we've been talking about, it's
Christos.
Greek for the for God. Pretty much,
yeah,
for the
yeah,
Lord.
So oh, hold wow. on a second. You're telling me that Radiohead caused 700 people to,
no.
get,
okay.
to get arrested?
Seriously, read the paper, boys. In the paper this week.
It was
week,
a hoax.
If it's
they,
a hoax.
They dropped it this week. They were blasting from downtown all the Wall Street people. So they blasted downtown, and they said Radiohead, while in town, is going to show up and play.
Don't plug in. There you go.
I heard that
and
as well.
Didn't. And they didn't.
And they didn't. That's such a tease. I mean, I would have showed up too if I lived
See,
here.
If I
well,
stopped,
the
I
apparently the
down.
Band that played before us tonight was supposed to play and
yeah.
also and also
okay,
didn't
yeah, right,
show up.
Yeah, right.
So there's a lot of that going on
yeah,
in the
them
city
and
Radiohead right now.
Stiffing us all, huh?
Jesus.
You know, this may lose me some friends, but I'm really not that into Radiohead. I don't see why people are so they're like, oh, they're so awesome. They just dance around and
I
hit
feel
their
like
keyboards and their funky music.
I feel like you don't really believe that deep down. I feel like you're just trying to start shit.
I believe he has no soul.
I mean, I'm sure if I, like,
I think anyone who doesn't believe in Radiohead has no soul.
I'm sure if I dropped like 4 tabs of acid and went to one of their concerts, I might have a good time.
Why would they, to you, why are they an acid band?
Because it's all like whiny and moany. And
so it's just the sadness.
How does that
all.
Sound like I want to take LSD
I know,
to it?
Exactly.
How does whiny and moany mean LSD?
Like when I listen to Creep, that's not what I want to take acid to. You know, it's just like, that's not
what,
the
what
band.
Have you ever listened to the song The National Anthem?
It's a great song.
Yeah. I think that just defines, that and Paranoid Android, I think, are the reasons right, why.
Paranoid Android's good.
It's fucking genius. What about Subterranean Homesick Alien?
I don't remember that one.
That's a good one.
What about 80 other songs?
Oh, yeah.
What about
all of OK Computer?
Yeah. OK Computer. Genius.
Well, I will say this is a little insight into my freshman persona. When I was a freshman in high school, I went to Spencer Gifts, and I bought As you do. And I bought like a Weezer t-shirt, a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt, and I think something else. But did I listen to these guys? No. But like, but I wanted to be cool and fit in, so I bought
insight.
A Nine Inch Nails t-shirt. It was terrible.
Weezer didn't make you cool? That's a surprise. What shirt are you wearing now?
Subterranean Homesick.
What shirt are you wearing right now? What's that shirt?
I bought this in Australia.
You got it at a flea market.
But it's pretty cool, right? It's purple. It's got trees.
Alpine what?
Alpine Cirque.
Maybe you could poke and prod Giggles over here.
This album was
always
genius.
It's the greatest album of all time. Possibly one of the best. What is... What music do you like? What music really grabs you? I'm always asking you. You never come up with anything.
I tell you
to bring in your top 10 songs of all time. You're like, I don't really have any.
I don't have a top 10.
So what do you like?
I like anything. I like
that. Except Radiohead.
Who's this?
I remember this.
Oh, yeah? All your comments and like applause touches just feel cheap. And
I like
anything.
I like anything,
but not Radiohead. Listen.
What are you doing? You're blowing this out. You're ruining this show.
Sounds good to me.
Hold on, I need some acid.
Some acid?
Yeah, the wininess really wants... I need LSD immediately. Where's the blotter? 1 for 3, 2 for 5.
You're killing me. Maybe one day you'll bring in the top 10 songs you like. Maybe.
You know, when I was ganging up on me. Huh?
When I was doing LSD in the 90s, this is what I was going for, I gotta tell you.
I didn't say anything.
All right, what is the definitive, like, I'm going to take acid and I'm going to listen to
you know, there's a lot of answers to that question, I got to say.
All right.
There really is. Well, number one is I like to listen to the kitchen sink for a little while. That was fun.
The rhythm of the sink.
Yeah, the rhythm.
Or the walls.
You know.
Can you guys write a song about the rhythm of the sink?
I actually listened in the 90s. I was listening to a lot of I was listening to the Dead and Fish a lot, honestly. And I was listening to I was really into Pink Floyd, but not because it was an LSD band. I just liked them naturally.
Sure.
And I listened to there was a chorus I used to listen to called Chanticleer, and it was like this men's chorus. And I used to do a lot of LSD and put those motherfuckers on, and it was badass. It was like those guys singing Mozart tunes was like
that is badass.
It was incendiary, is what I'm saying.
Incendiary, motherfucker.
It was definitely.
Nice strange Philip glass, always great.
Yeah. That's not bad. That's nice. That's got nice textures to it, you know.
Yeah.
Or John Williams. I mean, like, come on, one of the most important composers of the last 50 years, honestly.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Argue that, anyone. I mean, like,
you really can't.
I just want to call in and say that John Williams is not one of the most important or influential composers.
I dare somebody to call in.
But at what level do you say he was a important composer, or is he just a film composer? Like, is there a difference?
Well, I don't think there's a difference. I think when you're composing music, it doesn't matter what the function is. I mean, like, either the audience is going to watch a bunch of images, or they're just going to watch a guy with a baton jump around. I mean,
true.
I don't think there's any difference. You know what I mean? Well, you think about if those at home that don't know who John Williams is, if you've ever heard these two notes put together, dun dun. Jaws. I mean, like, everyone's like, oh, that's Jaws. I mean, like, that's John Williams. And, you know, like, John Williams did all the Star Wars films, all the Indiana Jones films, E.T., Close Encounters, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you're like, I know all these songs. You know, yeah. See what I'm saying? You know, or if you hear, like, dun, 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 dun. That's like, what is that, three notes? I mean, come on.
Tell me if you can recognize
John Williams is a French horn aficionado. Anyone at home want to call in and guess that one?
Yeah, if you can guess this one, I'd be pretty
You get a free download if you
can't give these away.
You get free John Williams download. I think he's so freaking influential. I mean, like, you know.
There it is. There's the note.
The first note that you just played of this sounded like you were turning on a Mac. And I was like, wow, he created that? That's incredible.
He went, boom. This makes your heart feel something.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Everybody knows John Williams.
Everyone knows John Williams.
True.
Saving Private Ryan, Jurassic Park, Star Wars, everything.
So, who do you think's better, John Williams or Hans Zimmer? Hans.
I think I'm going to go with John Williams, honestly. Yeah.
He's more influential.
He's more important than Jan Hammer, even.
Yeah, good old Jan.
You guys know who Jan Hammer is.
I do.
Yeah.
Jan Hammer did Miami Vice theme back in the day, as well as the song for Beverly Hills Cop. He did the soundtrack of Beverly Hills Cop.
That was Harold.
Everybody's ringtone now is Doom.
That was Harold Faltermeyer.
No, that was
Axel F. Harold Faltermeyer.
Axel.
Let's go to the judge.
Let's go to the judge on that, because I actually was pretty sure that was Jan Hammer.
All knowing Google bot, we ask.
I just seem to remember like a music video on MTV of him like walking around pretending to be walking with Axel F. in the film with the song on.
Are you still playing this?
Yeah, I'm playing it. It's good.
I just had a crush when I think it was in eighth grade when this movie came out. The chick, the older chick that was in the movie. What's it? Is it Laura Dern? Is that no? Who's
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
Laura Dern. Who's yeah?
What about her?
I just remember her wearing those like short khaki shorts.
Oh yeah.
Yes. She always reminded me of the chicken lady from Kids in the Hall, though.
Yeah.
That kind of weird.
There was a chick on Kids in the Hall. I don't even remember that.
The there was a character.
Actually
the chicken
dressed up.
Yeah, I was gonna say
the chicken lady is the character.
Oh, the chicken lady. Sure, yeah, I remember the chicken lady.
It's not actually a chick.
I feel like we've lost focus.
It's cool. We're about to wrap it up. I want to actually figure out if you were right or it was Jan.
Do you want me to just turn the computer around?
Is that what happened? Oh, what was it?
Oh, apparently it wasn't Jan.
He was right.
Isn't Jan Hammer the guy's
Before we go, though, I want these guys to close us out with a song.
Of course.
We're going to have, that's going to be our song.
That's going to be our song.
I'm so
Boys,
sick.
Boys, I know. We're both sick. We brought you in on a day we were both sick. So it's like we're kind of high on Theraflu.
That's good stuff to be high on.
Out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're going to sit around and listen to Fish and the Dead later.
Shazam!
So if you guys want to close this out with a song, thanks for stopping in. We got DavidTrotta.com, MichaelRonstadt.com, right?
Yes, MichaelRonstadt.com, and we have JamesDalton.info.
.info. When you get that
Or
out.
Just check your local post office for a poster of me.
That's right. Here we go.
I don't know why it's getting fuzzy. All right, thanks, boys.
A lot of people get caught up in this world. Me, I'm just trying to make my mark. Now I got a girl to settle down with. I got a friend so tight he gonna blow. But the pressure feeds the fire. You know it polishes the stone. And will break us down. And not this time. And will break us down. Nope, not this time. Competition used to be the only road. Now that's a sick, sad world. You gotta let that ego go. Now I'm gathering friends, spreading love. Well, I suggest you do the same. Small change can move the world. And won't break us down. And not this time. And won't break us down. No, not this time. Take the knife from behind your back. Get that devil's look out of your eye. You know it all comes back around here. But all the things you want, the rot you from inside. Now, wouldn't it be nice if we could all get together? Wouldn't it be nice if we could? Darling, we could, but da-da-down. 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 Da-da-da-da-down. Da-da-down. Da-da-down. Da 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 I won't break us down, no, not this time. Won't break us down.
show.
Solid. Pulled it together.
Couple more than one or two people in, we'll run them.